This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Governor Pat McCrory issued an executive order this week that changes some of the provisions in North Carolina's controversial House Bill 2. It loosens some of the limits placed on protections for LGBT people, but it leaves the provisions on bathrooms and minimum wage restrictions still in place. The order was announced in the wake of a business backlash against HB 2. Deutsche Bank says it will freeze the expansion it planned for 250 jobs in Cary, this after PayPal yanked plans to create hundreds of jobs in Charlotte. Governor said he issued the order to clarify North Carolina's open stance on economic development, but will it be enough to change the minds of CEOs who have criticized the state and House Bill 2? Lauren Onosorge has been looking at this for the Triangle Business Journal, and she joins me now on the State of Things. Lauren, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good to be here, Frank.
I mentioned PayPal and Deutsche Bank. Give us a recap of some of the business fallout after HB 2.
It's been pretty significant. We've seen companies such as Facebook, Apple, IBM, Presence is here, Presence is not here, speak out against this measure. There was a petition signed, several dozen CEOs, some based right here in the Triangle, expressly talking about how they are opposed to this measure.
All right. And has any of that changed since the governor has backpedaled now a little bit on this bill?
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because I actually reached out to the local CEOs that signed that petition alongside people like Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and their opinion, not so much. Most of the CEOs that I've spoken with are calling for a complete reversal of the bill. I have spoken with some CEOs that say it's great that Pat McCrory has at least tweaked the bill, but they're primarily saying that it is not enough. Now, there are some CEOs, some business professionals who do appreciate the effort that the governor showed this week, and they've told me that they're very concerned still. Even some of these CEOs that agree with the governor are very concerned of how the state is being perceived elsewhere.
The governor has had to step back a couple of times from things he said initially about the bill. He had his 18 points of fact checks about the bill, saying it would not have any effect, and it turned out that wasn't accurate. The other thing that he said was that the CEOs who criticized him didn't understand the bill. He's not saying that anymore. He's moved away from that, and now he's accusing them of hypocrisy. Let's listen.
I'm going to defend my state of North Carolina. And once someone slanders my state, our state of North Carolina, who does it right, who believes in equality, who doesn't believe in discrimination, and who also believes in the rights of privacy and basic common sense bathroom, I'm going to call them out on it. And I'm also going to call out the hypocrisy that some of these organizations and corporations have. You know, I've done that. You know, some of these businesses that are threatening us, including PayPal, do business in China, do business in Sudan, do business in Iran, do business in Saudi Arabia, where they chop your head off for doing things that, just they're supporting policies in other nations that are absolutely horrible. So there's a little selective hypocrisy and a little selective outrage.
Governor McCrory, in an interview with Time Warner Cable News, I wonder if he's got it right here, though, because what is it that businesses, I mean, he's suggesting it's moral outrage. Is that what these business leaders are telling you about their opposition to HB 2?
Well, we're getting a significant amount of comments, as I'm sure you are. Emails, our website is full of comments right now. We actually have a poll up about this at trianglebusinessjournal.com, and people are concerned about that statement. I've seen it repeated a lot in these emails. So it is definitely a concern, but it's not really the talking point that I'm hearing from CEOs who have some concerns. Most of the concerns I'm hearing are about our state's perception. A big one right now is recruitment, because that is already impacting area companies. I've heard from a couple of CEOs who have extended job offers to people from outside of this area who are having questions about jobs, you know, that they were excited about, that they applied for. They're having questions about whether North Carolina is a good fit. And it's that I think has CEOs on both sides concerned.
Yeah, I mean, there is a fair amount of moral outrage, and maybe personally the CEOs as human beings resent any kind of discrimination. But I think what I hear you saying is they're worried about the business side of this. If I can't recruit people, if I can't, and also policies. I mean, if you have to have different policies for a multinational corporation from place to place, have you heard any of that? The complications of doing business in a state where, you know, these kind of laws are in effect.
Oh, definitely. I spoke with an upstart CEO yesterday whose business is split between three places, New York and San Francisco, or actually D.C., San Francisco, and Raleigh. And he's trying to grow his engineering team in downtown Raleigh, and he's trying to get people to relocate to downtown Raleigh. So they have the choice, right, of D.C. or San Francisco or Raleigh. And depending on how they feel about the issue, I mean, HB2 could be enough to keep them out of our area. I spoke with a site consultant that I'd previously spoken with about GE when GE was deciding between North Carolina and Atlanta and Boston. And he's telling me that when it comes to relocation, expansion, it's an elimination game. Companies are looking for excuses, for reasons to make their short list shorter, because there are a lot of states in this nation with a lot to offer. So companies have to be extremely picky about how they make their plans, and it looks like this could potentially factor in.
And we've been talking about big corporations now, PayPal, Bank of America, Facebook, but a lot of small startups are now, there's a petition and a news release that just went out today by a group of startups in the area that are expressing their concern about recruitment in the area. Is that right?
Exactly. Startups have been extremely concerned. There's an initiative out of HQ Raleigh in downtown Raleigh that has attracted a lot of attention. Entrepreneurs are having some serious questions. They're trying to build this inclusive, open community here in the Triangle, in North Carolina, and they are afraid that this legislation, frankly, sort of turns that around. It's all about openness, is what they're telling me. They want to have the Triangle seen across the country as an open, thriving community. And the concern is that this bill could alter that reputation.
All right, Lauren, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you.
Lauren Onosorge is a reporter for the Triangle Business Journal. Well, House Bill 2 passed through the legislature. It was signed in one day during a special session last month. The law was pushed through the Republican-led legislature, signed by a Republican governor. But 11 Democrats in the state House voted for it, among them State Representative Billy Richardson of Cumberland County. This week, however, Representative Richardson wrote an op-ed piece for the Fayetteville Observer that said he was haunted by that decision. He called the vote a mistake, and he joins me now to talk about that vote. Representative Richardson, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell me about your change of heart on this law.
You know, when you I pushed the button, I got the sickest feeling in my gut. And a lot of it had to do with just how hurriedly everything happened. But as the week wore on and I started looking and measuring the impact that this bill was going to have, because we came into the session thinking we were going to be voting on one thing and found out we were voting on four other things, such as losing open access to our state courts and protection of our freedoms and giving up statewide non-discrimination and local control. You know, the more I looked at it, the more I looked myself in the mirror, I was saying, my parents raised me to say, you're going to make mistakes in life, son. What's the worst thing you can do, though, is not acknowledge it and fix it. And it just hit me that I needed to man up and admit I made a mistake and fix this thing.
And talk about the time, again, that you spent. Were there any hearings? I mean, and I want to talk now about the legislation, the Trojan horse. The legislature told us they were going to meet to talk about this bathroom legislation and then slipped in language about that would prohibit cities from requiring contractors to pay a minimum wage or a living wage. Is that common procedure? And were there any hearings? Were there any witnesses? Did anybody talk about this pro and con before you even debated it? How much about that did you know before you had to push the button?
Very little, if any. And one of the things, our founding fathers were so brilliant. They created a bicameral legislature because they wanted a deliberative process. They wanted government to move slow. They wanted it to be deliberate. And we did just the opposite in that old saying, haste makes waste. It sure did in this situation.
You and I think a number of others have said that you will push for repeal of this bill. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we need to basically start over. And by that I mean I plan on introducing legislation that would put back open access to our state courts. I never thought I'd see the day that the Republicans would want to rely on the federal government to preserve North Carolinians' liberties. I certainly don't want that. I think one of the great things in North Carolina is we have great courts, and we need to keep those courts open to a citizen who's lost a freedom by an intentional act of another or by a negligent act of another. And we need to add to those freedoms for veterans and freedoms for gender-specific violations. And we need to make certain that we keep our state open for good jobs. We need to have local control so that, for example, it costs a lot more to live in Charlotte than it does to live in Fayetteville. And we may not need a higher wage for our workers in Fayetteville, but Charlotte may very well need that. And it's so important to give local government that flexibility.
Well, I'm going to take a break right here, Representative Richardson, come back, talk to you a little bit more about this. I'm talking to Bill Richardson, a Democrat from Cumberland County. Representative Richardson was one of a few Democrats who voted for HB 2. He has since called it a mistake. We're going to continue our conversation with him and then talk with Dr. Norton Hadler about improving and restoring the doctor-patient relationship. All that just ahead on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us. This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio talking with Representative Billy Richardson of Cumberland County. He's a Democrat, one of 11 who voted in the State House for HB 2. He has since called it a mistake, is now going to pledge to work for its repeal. Governor McCrory signed that executive order. He's been changing his position pretty regularly on this. He's backpedaled a little and now signs an executive order that loosens the law's restrictions. It does allow for victims of discrimination to file lawsuits in state court. I know that was a concern of yours. Does that satisfy you? Has he gone far enough?
No. In fact, what he did is he called on us to reinstate it because the governor cannot do that by executive order. And it's a real tricky ground here because what the governor can do by executive order and what the legislature must do in order for it to be effective are two different things. And as far as the bathroom issue is concerned, we need to take a step back, put this thing through a deliberative process, talk to our law enforcement, get the experts involved in it, and see what's the best way to, first off, see if there is, in fact, a real problem here. And second, if there is, what's the most humane, effective way to do it, to fix it? My police chief, I've talked with him, and he's told me in 3.5 years he's not had the first incident of this being a problem.
Well, there are more than 200 other cities across the country, including Salt Lake City, Dallas, and Peoria, that have similar laws and haven't had problems. But we don't know that because that hasn't been talked about in this state, and there weren't people to testify on it. But my question to you is the leadership in the House and the Senate have both said they will not consider repealing this law, and they point to polls in North Carolina that show a majority of people like what they did as far as to the extent that they understand what they did.
Well, I take issue with that because the polls I'm seeing say that North Carolinians have real issues with giving up basic freedoms and their right to access to the courts and giving up local control and giving up the non-discrimination policies of the state. The polls I've looked at, that's not what I'm seeing. But beyond that, there's a basic issue here. Doing what's right for the people of the state of North Carolina. And we just can't keep giving up these jobs. We're losing jobs hand over fist over this. And it's just crazy. We don't need to do that. We need to be smart about this, and we need to be humane. It comes down to basic fairness and doing things the proper way. I mean, my parents also told me over and over, the process matters. That's why you have hearings. That's why you have debate. That's why you have true investigation of whether or not there's a problem.
Well, Representative Richardson, it's good to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Representative Billy Richardson is a Democrat from Cumberland County.